Actually, till now, not even one group reached out to us. The situation is even getting worse. Like, South Sudanese people are getting beat down by the cops who are supposed to protect us. 1 week ago, all of us were so angry. We gathered all together. We went to the UN office. We told them that we want to talk. We just want to tell them really what's going on to us. So, the security began to say, no, you can't get in. So we stayed there standing for 2 hours. And we have wounded people with us who got beat down by the police. So we were so upset, and we break down the window and all everything. We got inside by force.
Did the government in Juba ever talk to you?
Nothing. Brother, I'm telling you, nothing happened. Nothing at all. I can tell you that many of us can die just like that in vain. No one, even one, will care about. And when you talk about the South Sudanese government in Juba and stuff like that, I don't know. If you are here, you really say just forget it. Whenever you want to talk about it, like we three or four people together talking about the situation here in Syria and how we talk about our country, just this one word comes out. Just forget it.
Now,
just like our country really don't know that there is even South Sudanese people here in Syria.
We understand that the Syrian rebels are now fighting along the streets inside Damascus. How is the situation of the South Sudanese citizens who are with you there?
Our situation is getting worse and worse and worse. I'll give you one example. Like I told you before, many of us has no places to live. So the UN office made a place, like it's a stadium, for all the people who don't have houses to stay there only. And they brought security from, the Syrian army security to guard us and just watch over us. So, the security over here are treating us really with a bad way. The security are hitting people with the guns and even like that, without shooting them, only just punching them with the guns and stuff like that. And many of us got wounded, and none of the UN offices given even, trying to show, like, they're really showing sympathy for us. And we talk to them, we tell them what's going on for us. They say there is not even one foreigner employer in the office. So really, we can't help you. That's what they tell us. Whenever we go tell them what's going on and what's happening, they just say there is no employees anymore. No employees. So all you got to do is just, you have to stay together and don't do anything wrong and stuff like that.
And what are your plans now, if the United Nations or if IOM wants to help you? What are your plans?
The plan is very simple. This Syria is a dangerous zone for us as a refugees. It's just like this. The rules like that in dangerous zone. If there's a dangerous zone, all you got to do is just take the refugees in a safe place. Wherever they want to take us, let them take us, but outside of the dangerous zone. That's how it's supposed to be. This is what we want. Some of us decided to go back to South Sudan, even though the situations are bad right now. And some of the people who already left began to call us and tell us, don't come back to South Sudan even, because the situation is not yet fixed. And if you want to come, you have to be really full ready. And most of us are not ready. So we asking the UN government, the UN office, just to take us to a safe place. This is something everybody knows.
So what is happening to Sudanese?
Okay, the Sudanese right now, what's going on here, the embassy is taking them back. Whoever want to go back to Sudan, they just write their name down in the embassy of Sudan. And then they have like some flights to take them back to Sudan. That's what's going on to them. And some of them, even the UN office has took them already outside the country to Europe or even to America or anywhere else. Many of the Sudanese people, but none of the South Sudanese people has left this country yet. Not even the UN is looking into them.